Hello.
Hi.
Everything Hurts.
That is the name of this podcast. Everything Hurts.
The name of our podcast, Everything Hurts.
Everything hurts.
I fuck with that a lot. Everything does hurt.
Everything does what's
hurts. Especially after this election.
Especially now.
Yeah. My wrist hurts so fucking bad.
Right. Your wrist hurts?
Yes. Wrist?
Oh, well, yeah. You're also crocheting. You're crocheting as we speak.
Episode one.
Oh, yeah. This is episode one.
I should
one.
Mark this day.
Is it like a title for episode one?
Plot? I would just go
pilot.
Pilot. Yes.
Pilot is
perfect.
Cool. I like that.
What am I getting
like
plot
that.
From?
Okay.
Okay. You just took the eye out of pilot.
Let's talk about a TV show that we all watch and love.
Oh.
Soul Eater.
Explain why.
We don't.
Why would you watch?
I like Soul Eater.
Why would you watch a show about eating you?
Soul Eater? Your name is Soul.
Your name is Soul. Why would
and
you
were you
show?
There for the Soul talking about?
Oh, did we say our name?
Talking about watching.
Oh, we did not say our name.
Did not say our name.
Remember the Dr. Bronner Soul moment? Soul was like,
I want to taste it.
Soul said, I want fucking. Wait, what did they say? I want them to taste the Dr. Bronner's in my ass.
It was I want my ass to be clean enough so that they can. Eat it?
Yeah. So I can
and
eat
I'm like,
I mean, fair.
So I can eat
fair.
It.
Fair.
That's
a pretty good margin.
Yeah.
No, because like,
yeah.
What
yeah.
The
like, yeah,
I wouldn't blame anybody for wanting their ass to be clean.
Yeah. You should.
I want my
clean.
Ass so clean that they can eat it.
This is how strong they
said
yeah,
it.
No,
they said it so strongly.
And when they said
oh,
it,
we should
like,
say our names.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
We have not.
So, this is Tyson.
I'm Corey.
I'm Soul.
I'm Quinn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Special guest.
Everything hurts, bro.
Everything
with our special guest, Quinn.
So, Tyson said, let's talk about a show that we all like.
Yes.
Okay.
So, they're really fucking cool.
I'll start off.
Thank you.
My favorite show right now is Dexter.
Okay.
Fucking
I need to
solid,
watch Dexter.
Solid.
Did you ever watch, did you ever continue Lucifer?
I watched
when
the second episode of Lucifer.
Did you like it?
I did not.
Oh.
Really?
I don't like detective shows where it's from the perspective of the good guy.
Oh.
I like detective shows where it's like for example, I love you, because he's the bad guy. He's being chased.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Lucifer's not the good guy.
He's not. He's kind of like an anti-hero.
He is the devil.
Well, no, I know he's the literal devil.
He's supposed
but he
to
solves
be,
crime, right?
Yeah, but he solves it for purely selfish reasons.
Well, yeah, but he's still doing a good thing.
That is true.
Get the man's wings back. He deserves it. Whoa.
He does need to get his wings.
Doesn't he like eventually get them? I have not finished the series, but it's
I think there might be a plot point to do with the wings in season 3, but I don't know if he gets them back.
I know like it was like I saw like some clips and stuff of it, and it was.
And doesn't he end up working with Daredevil? Or is
Lucifer?
That, yeah,
that's not the same universe at all.
Is it not?
No,
was it not Marvel?
No,
it's just a regular show.
Serious?
It was
just
a show that was
show.
On TV.
Yeah.
Huh. It's just that it was a pretty cool concept if
Let
you think
Google
about
that.
It. Like the devil.
I was like literally typing.
Oh yeah,
it.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
So, what's your favorite show, and why?
I have no idea.
You just said Soul Eater.
I said, he said a show everyone watched. And I said Soul Eater because I'm pretty sure everyone.
Fuck
watched.
It, go for it.
Because I thought everyone watched Soul Eater.
Soul Eater is a cool show.
I don't.
Is
I
it
just
anime?
Haven't finished
yes.
It.
Oh, I don't watch anime, really.
Oh.
They've been trying, Tyson and Avon have been trying to get me into anime
okay.
for a minute.
That's just Avon. I don't
oh, that's just Avon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't give
but
a
But you have talked about it. And
oh, yeah,
and
I love
might,
it. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's DC.
Is he?
Really?
Yeah. That, the Lucifer.
Yeah.
Like, from the show.
Yeah.
They're not just the character Lucifer.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know
also
he was
a character Lucifer in Marvel.
Hold on. Let me look it up.
Lucifer is characterized in a lot of stuff.
This is going to be a chaotic podcast.
This is very
it's
chaotic.
Very chaotic.
Well, it's the first episode, and we don't have a...
We're trying to find our footing, kind of.
Formerly
yeah.
known as Samael.
Yeah.
The character who appears
yeah.
in American... Okay.
Yeah. This one here is DC.
Oh, so the show is DC?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Okay.
I didn't know that.
So
but he wouldn't be with Daredevil, because that's not...
Yeah, yeah, no, that,
yeah.
that's not Daredevil. Yeah, you're right, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
Lucifer
I mean, they are very similar
so, could you imagine
ideas,
that combo?
Though.
Batman and Lucifer, that'd be
Batman
cool.
and Lucifer would be, because, well, also, that's like a complete opposite of morals.
Two detectives
yeah.
doing some shit.
Two good detectives.
Law and Order? Law and Order
They actually never interacted.
It depends
have,
on, like,
well,
which
in DC,
Law
not comically-wise,
yeah.
not yet.
Uh-huh.
Which makes a lot of sense, actually. I couldn't see those two getting together.
They would not get along. They would not get along.
You know.
They would not get along, no.
A Batman, if he knew he was going to a place with Lucifer, he would just turn around. He's like, why am I going there? Yeah, fuck? Yeah, he's like, yeah. Hell
he's already he's on the grind mode. He's good, you know?
Right, yeah, exactly. What city is that in?
Lucifer?
Yeah.
California, somewhere in California.
California?
It's just it's a real city.
Is it? Brookhaven? No. A Bloodhaven? Someone, hold on. Where is Bloodhaven?
So, what's your show?
Soul Eater. Well, because it takes place in LA. Right now.
Okay. Hell yeah.
The show takes place in LA.
Corey.
Okay. For me?
Also.
Shit, I'm fucking with Law and Order.
But I found out recently. The Gotham City is a city in Jersey.
Yeah.
It's in New Jersey.
No, I mean, like, I like SVU. That's, like, the only one I watch.
Metropolis is in,
Manhattan, right?
Manhattan, yeah. I think, yeah.
Real fast, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gotta talk about y'all shows.
Oh, shit.
Yo, what were you yapping about? Yeah.
Well, we were trying to talk about Law and Order.
Okay.
We don't know, like, I don't know.
My favorite.
It really is
for old people, y'all. Bro,
hello.
Not too like much on Law and Order, bro. Law and Order bad. SVU.
I like to turn it on and watch it every now and then, but I'm not gonna sit there and binge.
No.
Oh no, that's not my show that I binge.
I'm literally only watching Law and Order because like my mom watching it.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, I'm gonna sit.
If my mom has it on, I would definitely sit down and watch it. But like you would catch me
like. It's a good show, but I'm not like going off of Law and Order.
So the Law and Order with. Not T-Pain, but it was a black guy.
Oh, Ice-T.
Ice-T.
SVU, that's the one that I was talking about. Really? That's good. That's the one I like. I don't like any of the other ones. All the other ones I feel like.
SVU is good.
Well, no, I really like the Law of Orders when it gets, like, personal for them. Yeah. And they're like, it's all, like, their life issues and shit. Mm-hmm. Those are good episodes.
I feel like any episode where Olivia, like, you know, the main detective... Mm-hmm. Any episode where she gets kidnapped, I feel like that's a good episode because what? She's dealing with her own.
Oh, that episode! Oh my god! And what? She gets kidnapped, and she's in those red rooms.
I like the one where
she's getting kidnapped so many times.
I don't think it's SVU. I think it's the regular Law and Order, but Hugh Dancy, the one with Hugh Dancy in it.
Ooh,
he's a little like twink looking guy.
I think I know him.
Which one has Spencer Reed in it?
Spencer Reed. That is a completely different show, babe.
Oh my god!
Spencer Reed is an CS, wait, no,
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds.
This one.
Oh yeah, that was good.
He does not look like a twink.
He used to.
Yeah, no, he's a lot older now. Actually, I say Red Rooms. Is everybody here familiar with Red Rooms and the Dark Web?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's in Young.
Well, okay. Twink. Because I think it'll be a cool topic. Let's break up to that.
The Dark Web.
The Dark Web.
And Red Rooms. Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard of it. I just don't know.
Please explain to us what the fuck
it is. So, a red room would be, like, a typical place where, like, anybody on the dark web will, like, bring you to potentially harm you in that room.
Physical or on the web? Physical room or
A physical room. Okay. So, like, and for example, right, if you were to ever be kidnapped off of a dark web, which is unlikely today. But, like, of course, if you stray too far and your IP gets leaked,
yeah,
there are people out there who will do things snagging to you.
How do you get on the dark web?
Man, it's a hard-ass way to get to the
web. I use Onion. Tor browser.
Me too, yeah.
Well, I also use Tor browser just for browsing because it's firewalled. And it's
but, yeah, I was just going to say, but also Onion does, like, protect you.
It works as a VPN. It's a VPN.
But, like, but, back before Onion and Tor, you would... It was not like.
Well, Tor is just Onion.
Tor is the
Onion, something.
Oh really? I didn't know that.
It stands for the Onion something.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold on. And before those existed, you could just like kind of like wander onto it. You would just like look up random stuff. You like end up in like these like crazy like chat forums and whatnot that would just be filled with, like degeneracy and whatnot. But bump all that.
It's the Onion routing.
Thank you. And a red room. So I've heard a lot of them exist on college campuses.
That's cool.
No.
Oh, that's not.
That's cool.
These are rooms that you're taken to when you're kidnapped.
That is not cool. That is not cool.
I've heard a lot about some college campuses. I've heard that there's one here.
There's a fucking red.
I've heard that.
There's a red room here.
I've heard that.
That's insane.
If you're gonna ask me for my source, I can't tell you. I have no idea.
That could also just be complete. Like,
that could be a complete lie.
Yeah, that could be like a
bunch of
shit.
We don't
here
know
to
for sure, guys.
Disinformation, yeah. But I've heard.
Don't quote us on that.
Yeah, in case anybody from our college is listening, that is not there.
But we do have an idea. I think you know what I'm saying. I have concepts of ideas.
No, we didn't.
But people will recognize our voices.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
No, they won't. Oh. We're gonna just stay anonymous, all of us. Just.
Yeah, yeah, this anonymous. Is anonymous. After we said our fucking names.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So,
there's only one dickhead out there named Tyson with his fucking voice.
Yeah. Well, there's only one dickhead out there with your fucking voice.
Yeah, yeah, right, voice. Yeah, right. It's me. Yeah, it's yeah. My dumb ass, right?
Unfortunately, I sound like any other.
And they are a dickhead.
Yes.
The person with that voice is a dickhead.
Fuck me.
Yeah, fuck you, Tyson.
Yeah, fuck your voice, man.
Wait, I didn't say my favorite show.
Oh, shit. Yeah. What is your favorite show, then?
Abbott Elementary.
Hell yeah. Oh, bro, good down. Ass choice.
Yeah. Season 3 right now is Zach Fox? As fuck, though.
Zach Fox?
That's
a light. That, light. The light. The, no, the fucking, the deadbeat boyfriend from Janine. I like him.
He's a deadbeat for like,
he's a deadbeat,
who's
yeah.
Who's your favorite character? Like, that's your favorite character?
Hell no.
My favorite show.
My favorite character is Ava.
I like Barbara.
Everybody here is pretty educated on true crime.
Yeah, actually. That's like my special interest.
Yes, no, but no.
Not really.
Okay. Because I think it'll also be a cool topic to talk about.
Okay. I'm watching the Menendez doc right
yes,
now.
Yes, I watched.
That is such
I'm
a
good
the one. Monsters one?
The Monsters one.
I haven't seen
I
it
feel
yet.
Like
no.
We
good.
All should watch what that Korean thing.
Oh, the one about to do with the sex ring?
Yes.
Oh,
bro, it was like
oh.
A Korean sex ring
yeah.
That was going on.
I saw that one, yeah.
The Red Sun scandal.
It was also a common thing over there.
Yeah, but... But that
he got a year in prison. He got less than 2 years in prison.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Where it's like, oh, he only trafficked like 1,000 women. Let's give him a slap on the hand. Let's go.
One thing that I hate is that there's in Sweden, there is a minimum. I mean, there's a maximum jail sentence of like 20 something years. So like
that's pretty low.
Yeah. So if you well, also, I'm pretty sure a life sentence is like.
Well, like,
20-ish years.
Yeah, but like, also
there's
like,
a, you can't get more than like 22 years or something in Sweden. So there's this one guy. His name is Varg, and he his name is Varg,
mm-hmm.
And he was a member of a band, black metal band.
Right.
And he was a Nazi. He burned down a lot of churches.
Can we say Razi on here, please?
Oh yeah. He was a not fun guy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he burned down a lot of churches, and he killed one of his band members.
What the fuck?
And he was only allowed 22 years.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Because there's a...
So,
well, Sweden is big on rehabilitation, which typically is good. It's typically like, you have that maximum sentence, and they should be rehabilitated. But this guy now just does a bunch of Twitter rants.
But what happens if I lived there for like 3 years, so I'm a classified citizen, because they do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I just like kill a lot. Am I just slap on the wrist as well?
They're like,
just slap on the wrist, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a naturalized citizen, if you have been naturalized, then yes. If you are like have like dual citizenship,
right?
Back
sit back.
You would get sent back to here.
They'll send you
to
your motherfucking country.
And then you would get just.
Well, no, I mean like honestly, after 3 years, I would pay the $2,000 to be a citizen here, and I'd just be over there.
Hypothetically.
I'm not doing any of this.
Just a person could do that.
Could do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Though.
Hypothetically speaking, everyone.
Nobody do this.
Don't do anything we say on this podcast.
Disclaimer.
Don't try this at home.
Well, you know, a typical lesson is 25 years here in South America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I will say another thing as well is like
I'll look up the maximum sentence.
In South America, you get like a life sentence for like one murder.
Man, you can get 3 life sentences for one crime, bro.
Oh, it's Norway. I lied. It's Norway.
That is true.
It's,
Norway
it's
is big
years,
on that.
Because they were Norwegian black metal band. I should have just known that.
Norway is really big on that, actually. They really care a lot. And even if he did go to prison, that man's living comfortably.
He is. He was living comfortably.
It's better than our dorms. It's better than our dorms.
Now he just goes on podcasts, does rants, and then has Twitter rants. Now, still about his same Yahtzee stuff, but, you know.
That's ridiculous.
I don't understand.
He also, it's that speculated that he killed some other people around the same time. Like,
damn.
Jewish people.
That,
But also, that whole band was kind of...
Can we, like, let him sit for on U.S. territory?
Yeah, let's get him on
I
here
don't
for
think
one
he
night.
Will come here.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably afraid of, like, the average civilian here. Right.
Yeah. Oh no, he's very much like a pathetic incel guy.
That's the big thing.
But he's
will
also not
say.
An incel. Apparently, he got a lot of play back then. But he's definitely a pathetic guy.
Well, being an incel is changed like very, very drastically from what it used to be. Because
mm-hmm.
being an incel, you used to be
involuntary celibate,
right?
Like,
but now it's a woman here, realistically speaking,
or
a misogynist.
Yeah, a pathetic one. Though.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But see, that's the thing. You can be pathetic to men, but not to women. That's actually a thing that I think is important.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the most pathetic man to a man can still hurt a woman. And that's kind of sad.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyone can hurt anyone, but I know what you're saying. Yeah.
But like
yeah, no,
like
for example, totally.
And I'm not calling Avon pathetic at all. He could never hurt me at all. But he could hurt a woman. Not that he would.
He wouldn't
do that. But he could. But definitely could. As anybody could.
Yeah.
Anybody can hurt a woman.
Nobody should hurt women.
Please don't hurt women, guys. I am a woman. Don't hurt women.
We are pro women here.
We do.
Fuck you, Trump. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Trump, let's talk about the election. Yeah, I want to get into this, actually.
Let me explain why.
It actually was rigged,
and it came out.
So, North Carolina. Let's talk about North Carolina. They have a Democrat mayor. Two people set the Congress are Democrat. And they have a Democrat governor.
How the hell did they get
red? So how the fuck did they vote red?
I thought that was blue.
No, they were red. They were blue for like a little bit, and then they turned red.
That people who have counted who were like ballot counters have said that at the start of starting counting, it was like a lot of blue.
Yeah,
and then it just started being more red.
Because, okay, so another thing I will say as well is that apparently, and this one is from Joe Rogan's podcast. So this is on video that he said it.
Yeah.
He was talking to, I think it was Mike Pence, or it was somebody who was like really like conservative. And Elon Musk apparently had like an app that could track the
votes. Starlink. That's what I wanted to talk about because literally Starlink was used to count some of the votes, and it's literally recorded coming out of him and Trump both saying. Elon said that, if Trump doesn't win, then I'm going to jail. Like, joking about that shit. And Trump literally said, I don't need your votes. I already have your votes.
For someone who is actually working in the polls, like, I was counting the polls, a lot of votes were, like, held. Like, they got flagged. They had to search them. And a lot of bags was open when we came. So...
This shit was rigged.
Yeah,
it felt rigged.
Also,
they started counting votes before some states had even closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I will say another thing is, so if you did vote, there should be a confirmation through like email, text, whatnot.
Some people literally said that.
I have not got my confirmation.
I had to go and check.
But
I checked
went
my
there. I got my fucking sticker.
I checked all of my stuff for my voting. I went and checked the other day. When I checked the other day, they said my vote hadn't been counted.
I gave my sticker to my dog.
They said my vote hadn't been counted. And then I went and checked yesterday. And they said my vote was counted. I think that's weird.
Yeah, not righteous.
No, I just don't have a sticker.
Yeah, fuck you, dog.
Kamala's team, or Kamala's team, let me pronounce that correctly. They literally came out and said that.
I thought it was Kamala.
I thought it was Kamala.
It's Kamala. I think it is Kamala.
Kamala.
Yeah. So not Kamala. Kamala.
Yeah.
Kamala.
I want to make sure I get it correct because, you know. I literally. Her team literally came out and said that if they did a recount, she would win.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Well, see, and that's the thing. But they can't do a recount.
Because she conceded already?
No. More importantly, is you can't incite civil distress, unrest like that. And the whole thing that Trump did inside 2020 on January 6th, when a powerful leader like that goes out, it's like, the government is lying to you. You should all do this right here. You can't incite civil unrest.
I don't think that's what they were doing. I think that they didn't come out and say that. They alluded to it, though.
When January 6th happened, that was not him actually inciting a civil unrest, but you cannot tell a giant mob of people that your vote was not counted. That the government's fucking you over. It was not an intentional. Realistically speaking, it was not an intentional civil unrest, but you cannot tell a lot of people that.
I thought he told them. He didn't.
Really? He didn't. But the thing about it is, like, once again, you as a politician cannot tell a large group of people that, hey, the government's fucking you over. Go do something about it.
Hell no.
It's like,
especially with fucking MAGA, bro. MAGA is like a cult, in my opinion. They move like a fucking cult.
It just gave it politics.
Are all cult is like? It's cult.
Well, no, that's not true. Baby.
No, I will say
it's a cult mindset on the Democrat part, but it didn't used to be. You know, I for one have never seen a Democrat be like. It used to be a time period where a Democrat could be friends and or family with a Republican.
Yeah, because it wasn't a big thing. MAGA is more than that.
Bill? My fault. And look at Bush and look at Bill. Those two, during that time period, it wasn't like, fuck you, I'm for Bill Clinton. Fuck you, I'm for Bush.
It was just, hey, yeah, I have a political view.
In some circles, it was.
But it was not as massive. Trump really did spin the idea of politics here. Being a bipartisan was not that bad until 2016. Because even with Obama, it wasn't like, fuck you, I'm for...
Mitt Romney, and then he also went against fucking...
Trump.
No. Obama went against Mitt Romney, and he went against McCain.
Okay. He did go against McCain. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Right. And it was never such like
It was never that emotional.
The Republican Party is not a party. It's just a Trump party.
Right? And the thing is that his own party doesn't like him.
I think it's important to separate Republicans
from Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
that's also another thing.
I have no problem with Republicans. I'll say that shit right now.
Republicans this election who voted blue.
People are really afraid of what they can do, but a lot of the Republicans that have power don't like Trump.
They don't. They openly spoke out against
him. A lot of Republicans in power right now have actively
condemned him.
Said this guy, not a good guy.
Yeah.
Now, I will say one thing.
Did you hear the, I don't know if it's out yet, but, I'm sure, but, there's, Jeffrey Epstein talking about Trump. And talking about how much he just...
Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein said Trump doesn't have any true friends. He has people who benefit him.
Yeah.
And he's also said, apparently Trump just fucks his friends' wives. Just cause.
Oh. Who the fuck...
Apparently that is a thing that Trump is...
Do you think that's why Grimes broke up with William Lamas?
No! Bro, if my fucking boyfriend just was like, hey, you have to fuck Trump. No!
I would dump his ass too.
Get the fuck away.
Epstein said that Trump just screws his friends over like all the time.
Is it like for the money? Or
For the power or for the money?
Well, no, just a womanizer.
He's not that...
But Trump is inside Elon's pocket. Elon's inside Trump's pocket.
Oh, yeah.
He's being used. I am also used to America being sold off to a group of people. Because as true as it is, politicians do not own our governments. Rich people do, right?
Yeah.
But it's usually rich people. It's very, very hard to see one rich person in charge. That's dystopian.
What was his name? Carnegie. Was kind of the same thing.
But it wasn't as bad.
No, he completely changed our education system.
He turned
America from being more focused towards learning to being more focused on creating workers.
No, I agree. But not as in
that's
like
Carnegie's fault.
As in like Elon Musk is scary. The things he talks about is scary.
Elon Musk is a very scary man.
Elon Musk does a lot of what Edison does is he hasn't really made his own stuff. A lot of the stuff he owns is things that he has purchased, and he also keeps making promises like, oh, we'll be here by then. We'll be here.
Yeah, he told us that we're gonna be inside on Mars today.
Yeah. It was supposed to be like today.
Yeah, but
we still on Mars? No. Well, a black ass is on Earth.
Yeah.
And he keeps saying, we'll be on Mars. He keeps pushing stuff.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't think Elon Musk is a man who knows much about what he's talking about.
I don't think he's as smart as everyone thinks.
He's not smart.
He's just lucky.
He's just got money that he can.
He has family money.
You know, when your father is was an owner of an emerald mine during the 50s.
Yeah.
Right? Which is like the time period for emerald, right?
I mean, if Nepo babies stick together, you know.
Exactly, right?
He is. And then, like, Nepo on top baby, of that,
so
right?
So it's Trump.
People don't like to understand.
His dad wasn't.
He.
So he was.
And when you start off with money, it's easy to make yourself seem smart. Because if you just, like, buy patents for, like, really good things, it's like, oh, yeah, I bought Tesla.
He has bought patents for shit and then just not done anything about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You see how Tesla was kind of doing good, then he bought it, and now it's just so such dog shit.
Yeah, because, like, well, because he's not smart. He's
I
not,
thought he started Tesla.
He doesn't even know how to run a company.
He didn't?
No. He bought Tesla.
Yeah.
Oh. I actually never knew that.
No, there was a lawsuit.
And the
about
boom
the,
of...
No. There was, like, a lawsuit. About
Tesla. Welcome in, Avon.
Oh, welcome in, white man.
I started my computer charger.
Do you want to join the podcast?
I need to get this.
Loser. What do you mean?
My computer charger.
Loser.
Guys, this is my roommate, and we're doing this at our room, and he doesn't want to be a part of the podcast in our room.
Everybody listening, shame him right now.
Yes, like, shame him now.
Like, come
shame
on, bro. It's a podcast at our room. You want to join?
Are you done with the critique?
We post on Reddit, we post on Twitter, everyone that's
due tonight.
Everybody
posts
on Twitter. We are anti-AI. We do not like our AI.
I do not support AI.
We don't support AI.
Our AI
yes, we do.
Is
no, we
very,
don't.
Very dystopian.
AI is theft.
But I believe that I believe that AI for ideals can be used to make some really interesting things. Not art-wise.
No, you use AI to find sources.
Yes, not art-wise.
You ask AI for sources, you go to the source, and then you do that.
Because I have done a lot of research with AI, where it's like, hey, AI, can you break down this right for me to understand? Because I'm like, as simple as it is, I am not reading a 36,000-page journal.
Like, text-based, learning-based AIs...
Yeah.
Where, like, I'll do things where it's like, it'll like, take the paragraph and it'll just simplify it.
Yeah.
Because I am not reading 1,200 words.
I'm not doing it. Yeah, I'm not doing
no.
it.
Especially, AI is literally just a tool.
Like,
it's not.
This comes from somebody who reads
a tool.
Often.
You know, I read. Well, also, a big thing is that I read for fun. So, anytime I'm reading for not fun, it really makes me not like
just
reading.
Dragging.
Yeah, so it. And I would hate for my joy of reading to be ruined by fucking paperwork.
Yeah, that's something that happened to me because I was a writer and I really liked writing and I took a writing class.
And you hated it?
Mm-hmm.
I will say, teachers
that's
like that
exactly
kind of suck.
The teacher was amazing. She is my favorite.
Did she give you good prompts, though?
Yes. She has been my favorite teacher that I've had in a minute. It was just, I don't know, it was something about having to do it for an assignment, for a grade.
Yeah.
Like, I have to, I'm not doing this now because I like doing it, I'm doing it because I have to pass.
Right.
Kind of thing.
I will say, I do like to write academically, usually because the prompts are always really interesting and cool. Like, for example, my first essay I wrote, this year for my school was... It was a so I had to choose from two source medias. So I had to either read a short story called Ambush from a bigger book called The Things They Carry by Tim O'Brien. Great book overall. Ambush, really great short story for me. Or I had to watch J.D. Vance's Hillbilly Elegy. Which, let me know, okay, that movie...
That's a good movie.
That movie makes him look like a fucking goat.
Oh, wait,
okay, that movie makes J.D. Vance look like a fucking goat. Okay, but then you meet him in real life, and he sucks. That movie.
That's why I'm really excited for the Trump movie. Because I've heard critics saying...
There's a Trump movie?
It's
going
to be a Trump movie.
I've heard people saying that it's like a very realistic interpretation of what the kind of person Trump is.
Good.
Like, they play him as kind of a
because the fucking... In the J.D. Vance movie, bro, I'm going to... Because
I know Sebastian Stan
J.D.
is not...
J.D. Vance has a movie?
I don't think Sebastian... Because Sebastian
it's
Stan
called
is
called
like,
oh,
it was viral back in 2000.
Wasn't the J.D. Vance movie a movie funded by J.D. Vance? Wasn't he kind of just like, let's make a movie?
That was loud.
About me.
I don't know. Did that win like an Emmy or something?
Well, it was made by Vance Glazer.
No. So, Hillbilly Elegy is a book by J.D. Vance. About him.
Oh.
You know. He made it himself. It's about his life. And so it came out in 2020. I watched it in 2020 before he really got, like, really big inside politics. It is a good movie. You would think by the qualities and the morals he shows in that movie, and the intelligence he shows in that movie, and is
you think he's a good guy?
Yeah, and that's how you know that he's an evil man now, because an intelligent man should not be ignorant. An intelligent man is going to feign ignorance for the ideal that he can sway the masses, and that's what he's doing today. Because he's not ignorant at all. That man was poor. He grew up as a hillbilly inside Kentucky. Mm-hmm. That man is from a disenfranchised, poverty-stricken area. Yeah. But guess what the fuck he did? He graduated valedictorian of high school, college, and law school. He's smart. He's very, very intelligent. He just chooses to be ignorant. That is a shame. That is
well,
a
maybe he's shame. Pretending to be ignorant.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. He's definitely pretending to be ignorant. Yeah. That man knows the better choices of life. He just knows what gets him more money. That's a shame. It's a fucking sham. Fuck JD Vance, too. And if you got any problems about that, you kill all my friends about that shit. Fuck them up.
Hell yeah, find right. us.
Yeah, find them, not me.
Actually,
not me.
Actually,
find them.
Actually, don't find us.
Find
don't
DeMarcus. Find,
don't find me.
Find Corey.
Don't find me.
Find Soul.
Don't find me. Don't
find Quinn.
Don't find me.
Don't find Tyson. Don't find Tyson. Don't find Soul. I'm an innocent soul.
Okay.
On my soul, don't find me, bro.
They don't know my legal first name.
Oh, I can say it.
They don't know my legal first name.
Don't dead name this motherfucker on the podcast.
You don't know my legal first name.
I will file that ass. Don't see. Don't find me.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hack that.
Dean Withers, the little twink who talks about politics, and he's like, yes, Dean Withers, he talks against Dean Withers, against the fucking blonde guy, yes, I agree, but when he turns 35, bro, oh yeah, gotta run, 35's the limit. Honestly, I think
our generation has a lot of shit going on. We have a good opportunity here to change America.
I thought we were progressive.
I thought we were progressive.
You really do think we're progressive? And then the thing about it is that as long as we can get there,
and the laws are still intact.
Yeah. That is true.
And one thing, it's 4 years. It takes longer to enact policies.
Yeah.
Also, this is his second term, so he's done.
After this, he's done.
After this, and he just can't. There's no way he's coming because he's run three times.
I will say, yes, it is scary the things he says about if you vote for me once, you want to ever vote again. But I mean, as simple as it is, that's a constitutional law has changed.
You can't change the constitution that fast.
But he's in all three, though. We have a Republican Congress.
But the Republicans, as simple as it is, they are patriotic. Mm-hmm. They can acknowledge that
almost anybody in office, unless it is an office fully built by...
They're going to be pretty still constitutional. It is genuinely impossible to change the constitution like that.
It has been done.
I mean,
it has not that kind of shit. Not something that comes down to
That's just changing the past 800 years of America.
Well, if you do that, then you get into the whole, are we even American anymore?
Right, exactly.
You know?
Shit, if you do that, you get to the point where it's like, okay, we're causing civil war.
Yeah,
that is civil war.
That would be like annexation.
Yeah, literally annexation. That is civil war. You're feeding a civil war.
At that point, you're asking for it, right?
I will say, I have a good feeling that like if a civil war does happen, a lot of the military men are interesting because they care more about the people than the. And they do the government.
Well, the government doesn't care about military.
They don't like the government.
Most military men do not like the government.
That is true.
Yeah, they get it for the money.
My brother's best friend is a Marine right now. He finished boot camp in August. I can talk a lot about that, but I won't because it's a little secretive. That was really eye-opening for me to learn about that and learn about the things that he has experienced. It's also really interesting because if you know anything about the military, if you hear Trump talk about the military, it sounds like hogwash. He's like, I want to get our military up to date.
He already took
like, bro, our military is up to date. Is you can't.
This motherfucker gave us a space force. Why the fuck do we have a space force?
No, he didn't get a space force. We already have that.
We did.
Yeah, we been had a space force. Yeah, no.
We've had a space force since we went to space.
Yeah.
I actually did not know that.
Well, no, it's important to have. Because as simple as it is, we have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, but also the thing about having a space force is that, like, what if, like, say hypothetically,
aliens are real, and they're like so peaceful. They just want to come and like,
right,
do, like,
right.
And we're like, get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, die! Everybody.
And like a bunch of horror movies about them. It's been like, hey man, what the fuck?
Right?
Oh, what the fuck, man?
Also, like, I want to say another thing as well.
The racism that would come if like we integrated with aliens.
The CIA has already admitted to aliens being real.
Oh yeah, they've been admitted to that. And we're all like, okay, guys. Well, yeah, no, we don't give a fuck.
Interesting. The beings we sweep under the rug.
The CIA has admitted, and we're not.
The CIA admits to a lot.
We shouldn't get into this.
Yeah, we should.
But
the CIA has admitted to a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
this is all
just
hypothetical shit, guys.
No. The CIA has admitted to aliens being real. That is a confirmed thing. You can Google it.
Yes,
but there are certain things. Oh, actually,
the FBI
there's a thing.
Honestly,
in that releasement of the CIA admitting to it being real, they also talk about like they have been slowly trying to integrate it into our population. That's what it was like a surge in like in alien media. When you like almost like it gets our brains used to it, because like I will say, you know that aliens are not a threat when you can make porn about it.
Yeah, honestly.
What?
Right.
Alien porn is
kind of... Well, that's kind of an odd, because you can make porn about a lot of stuff.
That is
well,
true.
There's Kraken like, porn, and the Kraken is a threat.
Oh, Kraken is a threat. That
yeah, so...
Crack or Kraken?
Kraken.
Cocaine.
I mean, like, I want to see some
cocaine.
Porn cocaine.
Oopsies,
cocaine
I'm
porn.
I think we're snorting lines and getting pounded.
No, the Kraken at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
true. That's just not real. That's what people think, you know what I'm saying? Is it real? Let's find out.
We don't know. We haven't been down there.
Ask the CIA,
I fully believe that there will be a point where we get low enough in the ocean, something is just going to wake up.
Marine biologists believe that octopus are not from this earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I like octopus.
Why is that?
That is a...
They my favorite animal.
Because
octopus
there is no other animal on the earth with, like, octopus, like gene pool, right? Because I'm like, obviously, like, obviously, like, equal. Like, okay.
Are they like, in, like, a class of their own kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
okay.
It's just squid and octopus. There is no other creature on this earth with tentacles.
Well...
And,
if the Kraken is real,
then
it
might
Kraken
be a distant relative.
They might have just came for the Kraken.
It is just like a Megalodon thing, right? Or it's like, it is real. Because I'm like, it was a time on Earth where it was enough oxygen to support like a creature being as big as like a skyscraper, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it simply was real. At a time, probably before humans, if it was.
If it was before humans, then how are there myths about it?
Bones.
Oh, they're myths about it.
Oh, good point, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
If we take into the idea that if we assume that it is real, then those myths, it had to have been seen
but
by humans.
Also, pirates thought that manatees were mermaids, and they fucked manatees.
They did fuck manatees.
So,
that is
like,
scary.
Always thinking pirate pains, right?
Well, okay.
I don't trust what pirates do.
Was fucking on manatee pussy. That's crazy as hell.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I mean, manatees do have vaginas that look a lot closer to humans.
How do you know that, Corey?
Yeah, Corey, question.
How do you know that, Corey?
Manatees' genitals look a lot like humans' genitals. They're they're literally the animals that have the closest genital makeup.
But how do you know that?
After them is dolphins.
To be fair,
how do you know that?
Have you looked up manatee pussy? Oh, if you want to hand me on my bag.
No, I don't.
Oh, you're fine?
I don't want to hand it to you.
I thought it was like in your way.
No, I was looking for my phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm actually kind of propped right now.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'm Manissi.
But
I mean,
to be fair,
Manatussi.
Those guys were drinking like moonshine and rum.
Yeah.
So they were probably drunk as fuck when they fucked those manatees.
They was like, yeah, them some manatees. I want to
look at,
what, look at that.
Are you
dude, you're so right, actually. That's
it
crazy.
Looks like a human vagina. It's a Manissi.
Exactly
everybody
like
listening right now, go search up manatee pussy.
Manatee rape.
Go look up manatee pussy.
We are condemning manatee.
Well, we are doing that right now.
We
are condemning it.
We
do
not like it.
Do not
condemn
manatee cheeks.
Let's not send this podcast to our grandparents
or professors. No. Or close family friends.
Why? Manatee. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Manatee pussy.
I mean, honestly, this is a podcast. And we're grown. No one's spending for us to be on it to want some normal stuff, right?
I mean, like,
but that
fucking manatee pussy.
When I look it up, I looked up manatee pussy. I got a porn star.
That's crazy.
I closed the search tab.
What the fuck, bro?
Maybe because
I looked up manatee pussy, and the first picture was a manatee fucking a kangaroo.
What the fuck? How is that possible?
Maybe because I was playing. Oh. Maybe because I was playing manatee.
No, you don't. You do not love that.
I don't love that.
Wait, what how the you spell manatee? Is it
M-A-N-A-T-E-E?
Oh, I spelled that show wrong. I spelled M-A-N-T-I.
No wonder your ass got a fucking porn star, bro. What the fuck?
That sounds like N-G-I.
Motherfucker said manti pussy.
Manti pussy.
Bro.
Guys. Shout out to Manti Baby. Shout out to the porn star Manti Baby.
Because it looks pretty soft.
Oh, let me see.
Looks pretty soft.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to them. Shout out to her, because she got her shit.
Hopefully her career goes well. She doesn't hate herself after she's done.
I like her.
Hopefully she's not being exploited.
I mean.
Is it
it's a porn industry.
Is your
Everyone's
like, is it only? Is it independent?
No, she's like an established actress on Pornhub.
Never mind. She's an established woman. She's making money off of us.
Well, okay, I will say, the porn industry is a sad place. Because, like,
now you don't have
a story. When you get to the point where it's like,
I'll be cheating.
I gotta fill my penis with air.
What?
And what?
Like, you gonna fill your penis with air?
No, not me. I'm talking like,
the porn industry.
Oh, yeah, they have to fill their dicks up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And also, not to mention, and then they put, a silicone on their dick sometimes.
Really?
Well, to keep it stiff. Uh-huh. The human beings is not meant to stay stiff for 5 hours. That's it. It gets sore.
Anybody who has done that, it hurts.
It gets sore as fuck. The penis.
You can't take a break.
After like an hour, they have to stay hard.
They have to stay hard for the whole time.
Oh, like, yeah, for shooting.
Like, there have been behind the scenes interviews where they're like, this guy just couldn't keep it up the whole time, so we had to stay later because he couldn't keep it up the whole time.
It's just like an actual movie. You get to do retakes. You get to do a photo shoot.
And like if the cum shot isn't good, you have to give him another one.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes, like, do you know the ones I really hate? The cum shots that are like pure liquid. Why is your semen
fake cum?
Yeah.
It's fake
cum.
Fake
is the thing that they do.
Your semen should not be the same consistency as water. Mm-hmm. That is not good.
Well, actually.
It should be thick.
I feel like it should have some kind of thickness. I don't want like watery cum on my face.
I will also say I feel like a few dudes have just bad genes.
Well, sometimes also it does depend sometimes on how aroused you are.
It's true.
If you're more aroused, then it's gonna be more liquidy. Not like water.
Yeah.
But it will be more liquid.
I feel like it should be snot.
Damn.
Right.
So if you gotta like squeeze up that little bit of cream, it's just you're not aroused.
Me?
Well, no. Also, sometimes. you know how they were like females. You have squirters and creamers.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just sometimes that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Oh, type shit.
Sometimes a guy just can't do a big cum shot.
Will also say right because I feel like
now if you edge him for a while, he will.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's just.
No, because like it's very it depends upon genes as well.
Zim just
starts nodding.
Because for genes wise, some men just have a really bad consistency of semen because they're not good at getting chicks pregnant.
Damn.
If the thicker it is, the more efficient it is at getting pregnant because it's hard to clean out.
No, the more you pump in there.
Huh?
The more you pump in there.
I need us to get off of this conversation.
Exactly.
What? I need
the
us to get off of this conversation.
Quantity. If you just keep going.
No, of course. No, no. I'm talking like genetic. The bigger it is, that means and that you have good pregnancy genes.
Really?
So be careful. If your shit's thick, us three, be careful with
Also, sperm count is a thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of
y'all shit thick.
Well, it looks like a lot. But your sperm count in there is like, I heard that if your sperm count drops below 300 million, you're looking like scary numbers. Because it should be above 300 million.
I don't even know how you would check that.
Doctor.
Ah.
So.
Well, also, another thing as well, because I see a lot of people who are like, I just can't get pregnant. You can only get pregnant in 1 week of the month.
What?
You can only get pregnant in 1 week of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Population.
Yeah, no, a lot of people don't know that.
Well, and no, you can still get pregnant if you're not.
You can,
but it's a lot.
It's very low.
It drops like a lot.
Yeah.
Right. And people are like, I can't get pregnant. Let's actually talk about depression. Seasonal depression.
Yeah. Let's talk about.
Be my ass, Loki. Hear me out, right? Let me explain.
Okay.
So I'm an athlete. Uh-huh. So I'm used to like once the seasonal depression starts to kick in, I can like drown myself as I like work, especially a track. The track season conditioning starts around November.
Yeah.
Which is when my seasonal depression kicks in. So I can always be like, okay, I'm getting depressed. Let me just go work out. Let me go throw some balls. Let me go throw some discs.
Bro, we're trying to talk about depression, please.
But this year, it's kicking in. And there's a lot of other outside factors. I will attribute that. But like on top of that, I don't need to do. My classes are boring. They're all fast and easy. So like I can't drive myself to schoolwork. There's only so much D&D work I can do. There's only so much D&D prep I can do, right? So I can't do any of that shit. So then like I end up sitting here, I'm like, fuck. And I spiral. And then I'm like,
That's why I drive myself out with crochet and anime.
For me personally, I have been drowning my shit out with weed. I know. Drug use, guys. I know.
I mean,
but marijuana has been the only thing that's been keeping me sane. Honestly, I think this year is probably the only time in maybe the fall time where I've been completely okay. And that's because I have really bad depression year round, but seasonal depression kicks my ass like a motherfucker.
Same.
But usually when I was in high school, I was able to keep my fucking self going because I had like 8 classes. Meaning that I was constantly busy. Now I'm literally never busy because my classes are extremely easy, like you said. So it's like I'm just doing nothing.
And they also end early.
And I'm like,
lucky ass.
I feel like I'm smoking my brain away a little bit.
Fuck you.
You chose comp sci.
It's your fault, buddy.
We're psych.
Yeah. Better majors.
I like computer science. I want to code games.
Then you better suffer for the next 3 years.
Code games? What? You're taking comp sci to earn no money. You want to be a game developer? So this is people can hate you when you make a bad game?
You did not have to go.
Who wants to be a game developer?
This guy right here.
That or I'll be a lawyer. So.
A lawyer?
That's gonna be a school outside. Even longer.
Law school?
Jump from game
that is the hardest school besides med school.
But I wanted to be a lawyer since I was like 5, so. Alright. Psychology class in high school, and I hate that shit. Oh. Like, I generally hate that
shit. Well, psychology is the study of the brain. Do you hate brains?
I hate taking the class.
I can't. I love fucking straw hat. Look, you heard your bitch. It's like, what, do you hate brains now?
Yeah.
No? What are you talking about? Like,
it's the thing that keeps me alive.
I love the straw man fallacy. It's so funny.
It's like, what the fuck? No.
It's like, oh, you don't want to be a doctor, so you hate saving people, I guess.
Like,
no.
Like, what are you talking about?
Medical school was like, actually, yeah, I do.
He was like, you know what? You're right, yeah.
Sorry. My bad. That was bad. Y'all didn't see that. No one heard that either.
That's true.
Zim saw it. You got like Zim face full.
Zim got a face full.
Yeah,
sure.
Twice.
My bad.
Did you just lean forward to do it again? For a second, she was like,
oh, wait,
that's the reason why I'm in there.
Now you know how I feel when she. And our dorm, stop, bro.
Bro, let's talk about our fucking roommates.
Talk about what?
Oh shit, our that's roommates? Crazy because we're
I
both roommates.
Gooner.
Oh,
she was here right now because I want to talk to him about his gooning.
I live with a crash out.
What?
I'm not a fucking crash out.
He's been doing good this month of no gooning.
My
it's November. It's November, so we're good.
Oh,
me
he
and
hasn't.
My roommate, we don't really talk.
But December might be scary.
My roommate gets mad at me for like watching TV while he's on the game. But it's like, I'm not going to turn my TV off because you're on the game.
Fuck that, he's playing a game.
And he eats my Wi-Fi. He's on voice chat.
Yeah, but he's probably loud because he's talking.
Stuff. Yeah. And also, he eats the fuck out of my Wi-Fi.
And does he play Valorant?
No, he's usually on Fort or something else.
Fort? Yeah, so he's definitely loud.
Wait,
yeah.
What do you mean he eats your Wi-Fi?
Like, he'll be playing a game on voice chat watching a football game. All at the same time.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and I'm sitting here like, waiting for my Netflix to buffer, waiting for, like, I can't text people.
I will also say is, instead of playing shit Wi-Fi, because our Wi-Fi here,
your Wi-Fi is shit.
No, and me and Aven have played Xbox together.
No, with our Wi-Fi is shit.
It's just not.
I'm trying to use my phone on my phone. And you,
that's not us, but yes, you.
In this
in
this room.
Because you have our password.
Oh, what's your password?
I'm not telling you. What the, no,
I mean, like, put it in so I can connect.
Put it in.
Yeah, put it in.
I mean, shit, I wouldn't be mad.
No, all right, Zim, I feel like you should talk about your roommate, because I feel like you have the most shit to say.
God. I feel like we already are at an hour.
We are?
Yeah, we definitely at an hour. No, no. Honestly, we're at 50 minutes. Because we started at around 4.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes, ho. Then we got to do an outro.
Facts.
The outro should just be like, bye.
Well, we can talk and then for how long we want to, can't we?
And we can trim it down.
You can talk for however long and just cut shit out.
Like, what part to start with for your roommate?
What part to start with?
Shit, I feel like you need to get in a microphone. Talk about that man, because he's done some shit.
I will say, like, the first thing that, like, made me uncomfortable is when he called my mom attractive. I just can't.
Excuse the fucking
bro, I just can't. Because it's...
That's so weird, bro. Like, I don't want a random man going, like, yeah, I want to fuck your mom.
I would have been staying with the bro's death with a knife.
I would have been like, and then I told him, I was like, I'm gonna tell her that your shit is. And I told her.
And then she was like, this thing is hideous.
Right,
she
bro,
is.
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, not that cute.
I was like, this is
he, not even that.
I haven't even seen him.
He smells.
His sister's hot as fuck.
Really?
They look, yeah, she, they, you know, they're no, twins.
They're twins?
She's cute.
No, the fuck, they're not, bro.
They're twins. I'm telling you, they're twins.
I haven't seen them.
He's ugly. She's cute. I'm gonna have a twins.
He got
also,
he got a nice,
there's such thing as paternal twin.
And she has a nice body. Not to be like weird.
I mean, fucking Tyson.
Listen, I'm sorry.
There's
actually,
she's not ugly. She's not ugly.
Yeah, she's got a nice body.
I can call a bad bitch when I see it. That's a bad bitch.
There's paternal twins.
Just say fine shit.
Twins.
You know, she
fine
shit.
Fine shit.
I like saying it. Fine shit.
What's wrong with fine shit?
I'm calling her a bad bitch. That's what she is.
Yo, Tyson, you're fine shit.
You are.
So you, Zim, don't be jealous.
Just wear my glasses.
Everybody fine.
Can you get my glasses?
What at?
So I can look at all your eyes when y'all say
that. Alright. Yeah, no, for sure.
So, can you give me those glasses right there? I need to get up, so let me slide you over there.
This motherfucker is sliding so.
Bro.
He is sliding so, bro. He put the glasses on.
You're fine shit, Tyson.
Yeah.
Make a grown man blush right now, man.
Hell yeah! I love how you say this so seriously. Grown man flesh.
If you were Santa Claus, would you smoke weed like?
Oh hell
on
yeah!
On the job.
Oh yeah!
I would be having a blunt in hand as I'm fucking.
Would you drunk drive the sleigh?
I can handle it.
Oh my god!
I can drunk drive right now.
Mostly Rudolph driving it anyway.
True.
He's just kind of sitting back going, yeah. It's mostly Rudolph driving.
But I can drunk drive regardless. I'm always gonna be okay drunk driving. Maybe I'm the drunk driver. The drunk driver.
That is not factual.
We don't condone drunk driving.
I don't even drive yet, but if I could drive, I'm trying to tell y'all. Every time I be lit, I be hella like just locked in. Like,
this motherfucker blacked out during Halloween. Well, we had to leave early.
You can't call yourself
this nigga almost walked off.
You can't call yourself responsible if you don't drink responsibly.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, God.
What? Zim almost got snatched on Halloween.
Oh yeah, Zim did walk
off. We kept walking off. You're a tiny petite boy.
That was me.
I can snatch you with one hand.
That was me.
With one hand.
That was me.
Look. Come on, swoop. Eyes down. Literally.
Yeah, Zim. You coming home with me, boy.
I give you yours. Your eyes down, buddy. Or like, fuck that. I come up like a giant like sack.
You ended.
Just grab him by the leg and just.
Literally, you can just pick Zim up, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could just swing you over my shoulder like a bag of potatoes.
Hey, like a sack of potatoes. Yeah.
You're good to find.
Well, sack of potatoes.
You like 100 maybe.
You're 100 pounds soaking wet, baby.
Are you actually sick? Is that bad? I'm going to guess like 108.
I'm 109.
Yeah, because you're not 110. No, on the last time you weighed yourself, I was there as well.
I'm 280.
Ain't no way to gain 4 pounds.
I'm like,
I don't know how much I weigh now.
You ain't gained 4 pounds, bro.
I'm going to check my weight.
You ain't gained 4 pounds. You join game 5.
How do you know that?
I can just look at him.
Pick him up.
Pretty good.
Tyson can gauge weight by
what he's holding. I'm actually pretty good at gauging weight by what he's
holding. Yeah. No, I know. That's why I said it.
Actually, well, not right now. We got the wires and Mike going.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, let's not pick him up in the fucking studio, guys. in our makeshift studio, you know?
I kind of like this.
This is a really cool vibe. I like this.
Yeah. W vibe, yeah.
Okay.
Well, where are you going to? Hey, so I'm sleeping.
Okay.
Just taking that right now.
So let's
Yeah, just fall asleep. We'll keep talking.
What do you do at 6?
We'll keep talking.
All we do is watching TV at 6.
Oh. Yeah. Do y'all want to do the outro then? Song,
right? We inside the rooms right now.
So yeah, 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 yeah. The rooms already solved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we going to keep going?
I mean, like, we're talking.
I'm enjoying the conversation, honestly. I mean, like, it's
how
really
do you
cool
feel
talking
about gay people?
Oh, honestly, wow.
I feel like they shouldn't be allowed to get married.
I hate them.
I hate the gays. I do not
joke,
condone
guys.
The gays.
I do kiss men often.
Everybody in this room is queer.
Yeah.
Except for me. I am a straight woman.
Who's queer?
Your name is Soul.
They, them.
Yeah. They, them.
They, them, motherfucker.
Like, your name is Soul. And you're playing some shitty ass,
it's an ad.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say.
I thought you were playing a shitty ass
like,
game.
Idol games.
Yeah,
I'm gonna lie. I've been sitting here playing Subway Surfers every night.
Motherfucker, you've been playing Subway Surfers?
I didn't even pop that shit open and kept talking.
Motherfucker's just like, yeah.
Like, literally.
It's a sword. Wow. Oh, my God.
Actually, it's poking.
I almost got my eye poked out by a sword.
I did that on purpose to open the sword. I wasn't gonna take it.
I have the power.
That is much smaller than He-Man's sword.
You just put, like, down here, makes it looks like this.
Oh, yeah, I have a... Y'all, look at it.
You know how long that
is. Y'all want to touch it?
Yes, no. Please.
Okay.
It looks dangerous.
Smell like steel.
Bitch.
Could you imagine if it came in?
Ooh.
I'm going to just plop my fucking balls on the table.
Like, why, what would make that smell and taste? What would cause that?
Blood.
Yeah. Ooh. No, that's if it smells like iron, not if it smells like steel.
Oh, my God.
Iron
and steel.
True, yeah, because they're different.
Very vastly different smells.
What would make that actually? Good question. Let's find out.
I'm gonna knight you.
Well, blood tastes like iron.
Is there steel in the body at all? Oh. Or is that just bad?
You've got.
Oh, I got.
Also, you used to do it with the flat of the blade. So I'm not gonna.
That.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm doing it.
And then you give them the sword, I think.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Shoulder.
Okay. Shoulder.
Head, and then they receive the sword as like, you know, like it would be like they would like hold it like receive it like that.
Okay.
And then they would.
Yeah.
Okay, we're fancy.
He's just like,
we're nerds.
We're just nerds.
Yeah.
We're just nerds.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Me and nerds.
Yeah.
Fucking nerds.
Honestly, bro.
Man.
Would you?
Nerds are better than regular.
Would you be a knight?
Would I be a knight? No, I would not be knighted.
I want to be knighted.
I would.
I can't see you standing for any centralized government.
No, I would not be knighted at all.
No.
I would be. I would totally just like. Yeah, no. One of the. I would be like a rogue.
I think Tyson like as a lord.
A lord.
Tyson, you would be a lord.
Yeah, I would be.
You would be.
You can be royal.
I feel like.
Can I be your lady?
I want multiple ladies.
I'll be your.
You want a harem?
No, I'm joking. Actually,
I'd go for him.
And when I was younger, I used
listen,
to.
Listen,
like, more, because I was younger and stupid.
I just
like,
feel like I want a group of, like, spouses.
I'll be one
I
of your concubines, Corey.
Men.
Honestly, I don't now, though, because
I don't have enough time.
Well, if you were a king or a lord, you would have all the time in the world.
I tried it. Love a girl once. I don't know. I felt
you tried polyamory?
I felt like I couldn't love all of them equally.
That's real.
I did polyamory. It was pretty well. It was
and,
cool.
And,
it,
and, it wasn't well. Like a thing, or it was like, oh yeah, I'm just not like, I'm not, like I think other folks can.
Yeah.
I don't think I have the level of emotional maturity to make sure I do give equal. Because I loved all of them, but it wasn't equal. I know it wasn't equal. I have favorites. So,
yeah.
And I think if you have favorites, that's going to cause
that's not
that
well, if you have favorites it's already not worth
it. Exactly.
That was
right,
the
yeah.
thing inside of like my little polyamorous relationship I did like it was like I'm someone I have such a big heart and I think that like oh I have a big heart I can give to everyone. No the fuck I can't I have a big heart that I can give to one person
yeah.
and give them all my love
also I can't
but having
say,
favorites is not fun.
I also got
yeah.
really salty the moment in
the hell
yeah I was
hell
like,
yeah.
I, yeah I couldn't
the moment
that,
of the
yeah.
bitch
like,
in the group
like,
I'm like
every time somebody would talk about something I was like
I'd be like ah!
I'm like,
how dare you?
You know what I'm saying?
Let me calm down. But no, it was very funny. And then we feel bad about the touch relationship. I was like, you know what? I'll step out. I won't force y'all to stop doing because that felt unfair.
Yeah.
I will back up.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was a thing where two of us, like, it was the opposite. Like, it was three of us who started it, but one person couldn't. And so two of us were like, this isn't working with this person.
Right.
So it kind of came down to I'm sorry, you know, you're really cool, but...
Just get kicked out.
But we, yeah, like, an Among Us voting.
Imagine getting kicked out of a fucking polyamorous.
You know how angry I'd be getting kicked out of that, like, fuck.
Getting kicked out of a polyamorous relationship?
No, now they're just dating. Now it's just a couple.
Like, fuck, no! This is a deal. But no, also, because, and I will say...
Today's Singles Day.
Oh, dude, it's my day. Let's
hell
go.
Yeah, bro.
Hell yeah. I won't say I'm jealous, but, like, I kind of do get jealous. I get really jealous. Yeah,
I'm very jealous.
This might be a bad thing, but I'm near possessive. Like, I'm kind of possessive. It's like, that's
you're a part of the day, too, bitch.
Yo, and nobody else. Yeah, same. For me, it's different. For me, it's like, I don't want you, like, kissing or hugging or doing shit with other, like that. But, like, if I was with someone and they want to, like, start an OnlyFans, I'm like, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I don't fucking care.
I don't know.
If these are strangers I'll never meet.
Yeah.
And they're giving us money for that.
The only thing I will say, though, is no face. That's one thing I will say because
for me, if there's face, I'm part of it.
Oh, yeah.
If there's face, I'm part of it.
Yeah, because I will say, the only reason why I say no face is because stalkers do exist.
Yeah.
That is true.
I wouldn't even want to because that would kill someone.
Yeah.
I would take somebody's head off.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not gonna lie. From the whole being jealous thing, for me, from a woman, it's a mental thing mostly because that stems from my mental shit. But I am very much like, I don't want you anywhere near anyone doing anything
You
can cheat on me with. Get the fuck
away.
Okay,
that brings an interesting question. If you are married to someone and you're both in the porn industry,
ooh,
would you be able to be okay with that?
Yeah.
No.
I think I could be okay because I know that we are both in the industry, so it's like I don't want to feel like, oh, I'm depriving you of this thing.
Now, what if your partner is being off?
Yeah, no,
like,
I'm
what,
kind
what,
of
like, what if you guys got together not knowing they're a porn star?
Oh.
Then you find out they're a porn star, but you already love them.
That's a really hard pill to swallow.
I will say.
No, I mean, honestly, they honestly should tell you, like, hey, I'm a porn star.
I feel like that should be something that you do, especially if we have sex, then I want you to tell me.
Well, forcing anybody to change their lifestyle, so I would just leave.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not personally like, hey, change. No.
No.
If
somebody's already a porn star and I meet them, and me personally, I'm like, okay, you're a porn star. You're over here getting, like, fucked by guys, like, with these big fake dicks.
Right, yeah.
Having, like... But also, one thing about the porn industry is that a lot of the actresses they're like, this is like,
they like
sex a lot. Most of them are hypersexual, but like, it's a thing that this is my job and I'm getting paid to do this, and that's all it is.
I will also say, if you're taking anything more than like 10 inches every day, I'm wretched. I can't compete with 10
inches.
I can't compete with 10 inches. I just want the truth. I'm not doing that.
At some point, you're just gonna be like, you're not even feeling me.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, damn. Are you enjoying this?
No.
That's fair enough. I can't get mad at that at all. You're not at all.
I'm just a 10?
10.
Hell no.
Yeah. A lot of people,
honestly, like anything more than like 8.
Anything
I'm
above
like,
8.
Yeah.
I think 6'5
to
7.
I can compete with 7.
6'5 to 7 is pretty.
I can compete with 7, so I'm cool with that. But anything more than 8, I'm like, thank you, that fucking monster.
Yeah.
Fucking Goliath. Yeah. I'm David right now.
David didn't win.
He didn't win.
Truth.
He didn't win.
Oh.
Shit, maybe I can't be.
I don't think you can be 9.
It's about the size of the fight in the dog, not the dog.
Facts.
Roof. It's like motion in the ocean. Are you doing something fake?
That's so straight. Yeah, like, that's actually such a straight thing to say.
What is?
I think y'all forget, I am very straight-passive.
I know.
I can really be straight-passive.
Oh, yeah, same.
Well, I had to be straight passing until very recently.
I didn't have to be, but like
I did.
I was never really friends with like queer people. I grew up in the hood. All my friends like a generic hood thug.
I wasn't friends with anybody queer until like 11.
I think like my first
time. Well, I had some friends, but they weren't like friends. You know?
I think my first time ever like branching outside, because I grew up. Okay, so I live in the West End, but I went to school outside the zone. I went to school in South Atlanta area. So I grew up. So I was outside South Atlanta and at Crawford Long in middle school. Very, very. I hate to throw out this word, but like.
Urban?
It was the hood. Yeah, like, thank you, urban, yeah.
Just that urban, you know.
You know, it was a very, disenfranchised urban area. So, like, that was, like, majority of my friends growing up. And I remember, we moved to the east side. We moved to, Edgewood. Yeah, and that's a way better place. It's not like, oh my god, I'm over there called you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's a lot better place. And I was 14, and I kind of had to like make new friends, cause I mean like those guys weren't gonna travel like 20 minutes to come see me.
Yeah,
I wouldn't blame them, right?
Yeah.
And then like on top of that, they kind of like all joined games over that summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was really weird, cause I'm like, bro, me was just playing Fortnite. You were throwing up big C's. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fortnite is not on our crib.
Right, I'm like, oh, no. And then it was like an argument, because I don't know how or why. I remember, and one of them, he has that, lycanthropy, mental disease, where he believes he's a G1, like, genuinely believes that.
Oh, he believes he's a werewolf.
And that's mental disease, yeah. There's people out there who genuinely believe that, they transform.
Oh, wow.
And me and him were having an argument. I was like, I'm not going to argue with a nigga with a wolf.
I'm not going to argue with a werewolf.
I'm not arguing with a fucking wolf.
And he was like, nigga, I'll shoot your fucking house. I'm like, okay.
That's it. That's
nigga.
It.
Yeah, and I was like, that's weird as fuck. So let me, like, break off from that. But then Amir Jackson, my friend group, Amir Jackson, changed every single year. Because Amir Jackson, I was friends. My sophomore year, I was friends with, like, just the sports people that I play school with. Yeah, it was mainly like people I play sports with.
Yeah.
And then after that, nerds.
So,
yeah, junior year was, no. Yes, junior was nerd year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then senior year was just kind of like everybody. I was still friends with like my people I play sports with. So.
For me, I went to a Christian school
until
sixth grade.
Yeah. That's
and then
shit.
I went back in ninth grade. And they got kicked out.
Man.
Christian school. Yeah, right, yeah.
I forgot this isn't a digital. Because I'm gay, I got kicked out for being queer.
Right, yeah.
This is like a no video.
Was it Catholic?
No, Christian. It was very, multiple denominations.
Okay.
But kind of, it was just Christian as a whole. Not many Catholics, though. Like, I knew one Catholic.
It's kind of crazy because hearing both of y'all experiences, because I went to a performing arts school where it was like kind of like the normal to be, you know.
Our school was pretty accepting.
My high school was in middle school it was middle school, so you know. But I was in chorus.
Like being queer, even if it's like an accepting middle school, it's still middle school.
You're still gonna do that shit. High school was my first most of my ninth grade year was at the Christian school, but then I had, like, a group of gay friends. Like, we were all, like, closeted or whatever. Once I moved to public school, my friend group was, me and all my, my neighbors and their friend group. So that was, they were also, like, queer people in them, but they were more, like, popular
right.
kids.
That helps a lot.
And then my second year, it was integrated more into like a bunch of just motherfucking gay people. Just a bunch of gay. Like,
yeah.
Everyone was gay. Like, or like gay band, guy here, all the stereotypes.
Love the gays.
And then, 11th grade year was more of, 11th grade year was when I got expelled twice. So most of my friends there were kids who were at the alternative school.
So I had, like, alternative school events. And then fourth year, because I had lost a lot of connections having been expelled, fourth year I reconnected with some older people from, like, ninth grade who were kind of, like, more burnouts and shit. So, and, but I always, like, had a wide, like, branch. I always had, like, my main people. And then there was just, like, because I knew the popular kids from my first year, so I was friends with a good few of them. And then, like all of my friend groups, I still, like, knew them and I still talked to them, but it wasn't, like, my core group changed.
Right.
But I still had, like, kind of feelers, I guess, like, branches mm-hmm. of people. So for me, it was never, like, one strict group of people that I hung out with. It was just, like, people I saw.
Right.
And people I knew.
I will say, the worst part about my high school experience, by far, I have a friend. His name is Cash. Y'all never met him, but even though it's Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Cash. Yeah. Wait, White Cash.
Yeah.
Wait, cool beans. Me and him were like two beans in a fucking pot. That was my guy, bro. He's the reason why I'm working out. He's the reason why I opened up my music genre. He looks like a lot of like hardcore punk shit, hardcore just like a little shit in general. Yeah. And here I can pull it up. I have no idea. I couldn't. Do you know that one band that's Infant Annihilation?
Who?
Infant Annihilation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the type of shit that he's into.
Infant Annihilation or Dying Fetus?
Infant Annihilation.
Okay.
Yeah, that band in particular. Yeah. Okay. That's the one thing I remember. I remember he showed me a fucking video. I was like, this is tripping me out. Yeah, I was like, ugh. he was like a brother to me. But he was a year older, so he's been a year older. So he's been out of high school, out of my life for like a year and a half now, 2 years now. And I miss bro. I still text him, of course. He has a car, so he's supposed to be coming here to meet me soon, hopefully this year. But
I don't text any of my friends, actually. I have the people I text are like my core group from, well, one of my core group, and then one from ninth grade, who one of my first friends mm-hmm. in high school, but then he left, and so we didn't really talk much, and then we reconnected. But it's like four people. One of them was he's like 15. He's like a little guy. You know what I'm saying? He's cool as fuck. He's cool.
It is quite odd, because for me, my strongest friends, like my most closest friend groups, have been online. Because same. I played Xbox all quarantine, and that was like that was like a struggle together, because we were all struggling together because quarantine sucked for all of us.
Yeah.
And like so like a really like the I've been knowing a guy since I was like fucking 15, and he's like 22 now, right? Damn. So it's like so I mean but you know what's really funny? I end up giving this guy a lot of advice.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're the younger one.
He gives me advice on stuff like chicks and like sex and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because I mean I know what this is about. But I give him advice on like how to like how because he used to be a dog. I'm talking like he would not settle down, and I'm talking like he would fuck anything walking. But he's made a massive reform. He started around like 20, 2 years ago. And he's a totally changed person. He had been celibate for 2 years.
Hell just yeah. Now.
Yeah. Because I mean, as simple as it is, if you do enough dogging, it does kind of get to your brain.
That is true. I've seen that actually. Like real life.
And he was never a bad man.
Yeah.
No. But as simple as it is, that much sex does alter your brain chemistry. It just simply does. And it's usually not for good.
Well, because really your mind is conditioned for sex.
Right, yeah.
So you become conditioned to where, like, when you have that much sex, it kind of just becomes a thing where, like, woman sex.
Yeah, and he didn't like that because he had a best friend that he really wanted to fuck. And he felt really bad about it because he was like, this is, like, my friend. And it's really weird to acknowledge, like, this is my friend. I know it's supposed to be a platonic, but I cannot change the way my brain thinks.
Yeah, I've had that.
I've had it as well. And I don't even have sex at all. But, like, romantically, it's really weird catching feelings like a person who's like, I know this is a friend. I know it's platonic, but I have feelings. And and especially when it's like, it is really, makes you feel disgusting almost.
Yeah, it makes you feel disgusting. It's always that like, is and it's always really like, with, like with the friend group, and they talk about like somebody that they meet, and you feel jealous, and you just feel terrible for feeling jealous.
Yeah, I'm like, and then like on top of that, right? So, and for me, a big part on how I deal with stuff is I have to like talk to the person.
Yeah.
And I have to like let you know. And if I don't let you know, I'll keep myself up, and I'll get depressed, and get suicidal.
Yeah.
This is a horrible fucking down spiral, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I always feel bad telling people, like, hey, I like you, because, like, the other option is I like you, and I hate myself, and I kill myself. It's simple as it is. It happened once. I tried. Failed, thank God. But, like, it's simple
obviously.
As it is. Yeah, all right, I'm here right now, right?
No, he didn't talk to a ghoul.
I respond.
It's a ghoul, bro.
Tyson is in the building.
I want your third coffee.
I honestly would love some coffee.
I always feel bad telling people I have feelings for them, because I feel like it kind of like throws off our friendship heavily.
It does.
And I never wanted to do that, because I can recover from that. I just need distance so that I can detach those emotions.
I actually did that with one of my friends. It was like, hey, I like you, we should go on a date, and she was like, no. She was like, no, we should. No, it was very much like she explained why.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't just like flat no, and I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna need some time to get over this then.
Yeah.
The kind of thing is like, we're friends and I still fuck with you.
Right.
But like if we keep being friends right now,
it's just gonna
give me like a little bit to just be like,
you know, I just need time
to
detach those emotions so I can work through myself.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels a little fucked up, because I also feel like I'll like ruin friendships. It's like, damn, we were close, but I caught feelings.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think you should be allowed to catch feelings.
Mean, allow yourself to catch feelings within the friendship, of course, but as long as you are able to kind of, you know, break that shit off when you need to break that shit off.
I also think that, and it doesn't happen with men, which I really found weird. I don't catch feelings with men. I have to be like...
Tyson's straight, confirmed.
Tyson is now a straight man.
I have feelings for men.
No,
but we talk romantically.
Talking romantic.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
But and I think it's how I view women, and like, in like a romantic sense, as simple as it is. And it's like, yeah, okay. So like, if we're hanging out daily and we're very, very close and whatnot, and we're like damn best friends,
it's natural.
I don't anymore. Not so heavily.
For me personally, like, I've been in the exact situation you've been in, but it's been reversed actually, because like with women, I get guilty if I like have a crush on a female friend of mine, because I feel like I'm like preying on them, and I feel like it's weird. Especially if my friend's like straight, then I feel like it's extremely like, this is straight.
I think everyone just falls in love with women. I think it's just impossible to not fall in love with women.
But for some reason, so nowadays it's like, instead of me falling, I usually end up falling for more male friendships than I fall for my female friendships, because I have so much shit in my brain that's like, I feel like I'm preying on a poor straight woman. I don't want to do that.
Hey, I've caught feelings for straight men, and I'm just been like, it's whatever. He's hot. I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
See, that's also like another thing as well. It's like, you can't be hot, great personality, and then we also click heavily.
And then
and me not fall for
it. Like, no, I don't like you at all. Like,
It's like,
sorry, buddy. It's not how human brains work. But no, it just sucks. I think it's just a thing generally that sucks. And I wish that like I was able to like tell you like, hey, can I take some distance without this harming our friendship? But it's impossible, sadly. Apparently so far it has been possible.
It is.
Or if I tell you like, hey, because anytime this happens, it's not like I want to like you. If I could control it, it wouldn't happen.
I could just not like you.
Yeah, I promise you, if I could control it, like, hey, stuff, brain, right? I can't do that. It just doesn't on its own.
Right? Some people can do that. There are people who can do that.
You
can just like turn off attraction for people.
Oh yeah, I did that in middle school. The only crush I had on this guy, and I was like, dude, he's a fucking guy. Why do I like him? And I just like stopped having a crush on him.
I don't
know. For me, it's like
crush on 2 years.
For me, if it's like, if I have to stop having a crush on somebody, I have to like stop. It has to be take a minute. Yeah.
You have to disgust me in such a way or do something that is so fucked up to the point where I literally cannot like you.
I can be
and
we, even if somebody does that kind of shit, I still have like an attachment.
It took me like 5 minutes to detach those emotions. Like, okay, I don't have a crush on you. Fuck you now.
For me, emotions won't detach unless somebody removes themselves from my life.
Yeah, no, I can't just keep hanging out with you and you stay exactly
and,
who you
no,
are.
And I can't really make somebody, I can't really like take the initiative for myself to push somebody away.
No,
it has to be like a, they have to actively pull themselves away.
No,
that's
I
real,
you
actually.
I can't do it. I don't know why, but I can't
do
it
like that, but also like,
I'll make every excuse in the book as to why you need to stay in my life and then you have to leave.
For yeah, me, same.
It
or you have
to point
find
where,
your
like,
way out.
Well, I also like to pride myself on not being delusional at all. So I'm also like, so I kind of have to, because I talk a big talk. No. I like, I can control my memory. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But then I'll spiral, like, okay, let me try to text me, like, hey, don't talk to me. I can't spiral and then like, be like, well, I can't tell them to leave my life. No.
Yeah.
I'm also the same guy who's like, I'm not delusional. So I had to, I kind of got to be that person, like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, for me, it's not even that. It's like, I don't, because for me, it's always like, they might suck. But, like, what if they don't?
Yeah, it's always, like, a what if.
Like, what if they don't?
Huh?
Stop it.
Huh?
You know that you can slap them on your forehead? Look at this.
Bro, I was gonna bring him up, actually. Damn, I was gonna bring him up myself. Anyway.
I can't bring up the person I'm talking.
Why not?
About. Yeah.
Oh,
that's a lot.
Oh, shit. I'll bring
it's
this dude up. Hopefully he doesn't
person,
listen
so
to
think,
this. But
how I detect emotions is not like, oh, I hate you now. It's like I know I can't like you.
It takes
so
someone getting the fuck away.
But you know what I do hate as well is when it's like there's like every sign that they do like you. But
and then they're like, oh, I don't.
It's like, bro, you
ooh,
just
yeah.
you just grabbed me my ass. You don't want me? What the fuck are you talking about? I'm sorry, bro.
Y'all.
Grab my ass.
No, I had one person like that, and I'm not going to say her name because we're still friends. But it was very much like, we flirted all the time. We talked all the time. We were literally like, we like went on dates, like actual like romantic dates.
Yes.
And we were like we went to concerts together and shit. And then one time I was like, so are we? And she was like, I don't find you attractive at all. And I was like, what?
So we've been doing all this.
I'm like, we've been doing all this shit, and you just aren't into me. What the? What is this?
Did you just want a warm body there? Like,
you're right. Yeah.
Personally, I feel like there's like certain levels of closeness that just like, cause, and a big thing for me is like, once you're telling me about like when you're on your period, and like I know it, and I can track it myself, and then like, and once. Like, there's just certain things where it's like, okay, I know too much about you. So either we're really good friends, or you want me. And we don't become really good friends that fucking short. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, either you want me, or you just don't.
The only people...
Motherfucker say, you want me, don't.
There's only one person now who, like, I know their period, and they're like my ex. And we're just still friends.
Exactly.
And that's like,
you guys
literally...
used to date.
Yeah. Like I learned it while we were dating so that I could, like... You know.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, and we're still friends, and now she's just like,
dude,
my shoulder hurts.
I did not know men actually retract your period.
Like, and I'm like,
when y'all
are I know together. Why, because it's the top, it's
and then,
the
like,
same time.
And then, like, on top of that, right, we flirt a lot. And once again, you're not going to grab my ass if it's going to be like, oh, you're just playing around. No, bitch, you just got a handful.
You just got a handful of my booty cheeks.
Especially,
my butthole.
Bitch, you better like me.
No, I like that. Like, and she was like, you like that? Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. You keep doing it. You keep doing that shit. Bro, I tell you, I like it. You keep doing it.
You gonna keep doing it, and you're not gonna be
into
me.
That's like jerking a nigga off, like, oh yeah, I like this. And you gonna keep jerking him off? What? It's like, what do you expect from a dude? Not come?
Yeah.
Oh my god, bro.
See, hearing this from a female's perspective as somebody who likes to do shit like that.
It's crazy, because like, oh my god.
You guys could just not get crushes.
Okay,
we're
so.
Not like you, so.
Okay, so.
Get some bitches than you did, yo.
Okay, so. Get some bitches, so. Get some bitches.
How about Matthew?
No,
wait. Hello. Let's talk about Matthew.
No!
No, let's do that.
We're not
let's
talking about Matthew.
Let's do that.
I don't like him anymore.
Hi. All right, time to podcast.
All right, time to end. All right, guys. So, thank you guys for coming into the first episode. Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Deuces. Bye. Deuces. Shalom.
I hope you guys enjoyed our yap session.
Bye, guys.
Have a great night.
Well, huh? Oh, yeah. Tune in every Monday and
Saturday.
And every Monday and Saturday.
Every Monday and Saturday.
And you will hear us and maybe one of our friends.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You never know.
Just
deuces.
Bye.
Deuces. Bye, guys.